Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got to tell you, there's a guy I've wanted to talk to for the last 24 hours because I want to know what he thinks of what Zach Plesac did yesterday and put it in a historical perspective. He's got the article if you want to read it on cleveland.com, so make sure you're checking that out as well. He is Paul Hoynes. He is a super friend of the show. He's a longtime friend of both Jeff and I. He is from The Plain Dealer, and he is from cleveland.com. And as always, our guests are on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hoynesy, how are you?
Hello, Paul.
What's up, Andy, Jeff?
How you doing, buddy?
Hoynesy, I got to tell you, his rant yesterday on Instagram is, I'll be honest, for the Indians, unprecedented in stupidity. I mean, he can be mad at the media all he wants, but I cannot remember a time when we've had an Indian who got in trouble, who was virtually out of it, that no one was really going to talk about it anymore, that he had become the secondary story in the situation because Mike Clevenger took all of the big heat in this situation, and all he had to do was keep his mouth shut, hope that his test came back negative, and he'd probably be back with the team as quick as possible. Instead, he decided he had to go to Instagram and start talking. You tell me, Hoynesy. I can't remember last time the Indians kind of had just this other than, you know, Bauer, but Bauer was different. This kind of a wild card action to try to explain yourself without using the team to help you out. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Andy, I'm as stunned as you are. If Zach had a problem with the stories that were written, the factual part of the stories that were written, okay, go on and make your case. But he admitted to everything that was written about him. He didn't dispute one fact.
So what was
the point of this? Just like you said, Andy, keep your mouth shut, move on, and be happy when and if they let you back on the mound again.
Hoynesy, the thing that cracked me up yesterday, and, you know, I didn't – all right, Zach screwed up, okay? Mike Clevenger screwed up even more. But Zach screwed up. Got it. Get by it. Andy said it perfectly yesterday, and he just said it perfectly a couple of minutes ago. That story's past him already. And then he brings it all back. What's cracked me up is the national guys who have pointed out because people are just going nuts. One thing I saw – yeah, Plesac said he'll never put anybody in jeopardy while he makes an 8-minute video while driving a car.
Without his seatbelt on.
Yeah, without a seatbelt. He's just put himself in just a terrible position, and I feel for the guy. Does it lead to anything, Paul, drastic? You know, like, okay, you're not playing this year, or we're looking to trade you? I can't imagine that it would.
You know, Jeff, things have changed so much in the game that I don't know. I mean, remember a long time ago when Julio Franco got lost in New York? You know, he had the big game. He went out and got hammered the next night and didn't show up at the ballpark. Well, you know, I remember Pat Corrales saying, you know, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to suspend him? And Corrales said, no, he's the best hitter on the team. This is the big leagues. This isn't little league. You don't cut off your nose to spite your face. You fine him. And he was in the lineup on Sunday after missing Saturday's game. But, you know, now things have changed. I mean, Bauer throws the ball over the fence, and a week later he's gone. And I know the circumstances were different. You know, money was involved. He wasn't going to sign a long-term contract. But, you know, I don't know how these guys look at it anymore. I mean, I think, you know, all Zach Plesac had to do was keep his mouth shut. And I don't know who's giving him that advice. Who's whispering in his ear to tell him that's a good idea? It went completely over my head.
I'm curious, and you know better than anybody. Can you imagine what the reaction was at Carnegie in Ontario when they saw the video? try to describe what you think they were thinking. Like, if you're Chris Antonetti and you're watching that video, I mean, that's, you know, we joke about having a V8 moment. That's a put your head through the computer screen moment.
You know, I'm sure it was, you know. I mean, if you talk to Antonetti is one of the most rational people I've met in baseball. A guy who tries to look at both sides of things, that is always balanced. But, you know, I don't know where this goes from here. I just, you know, and so I'm sure he's disappointed because all this stuff they did, they didn't have to quarantine these two guys. They didn't have to put them on a restricted list. You know, that was their call to try to get a message through, to try to tell them, hey, this isn't the way you act. You guys agreed to this code of conduct. This is what you wrote it. Clevenger said, if you can't trust a guy off the field, how can you trust him between the white lines? And so this was a wake-up call, and they didn't get it.
Well, let me ask you about the depth that they have in pitching. Right now, they basically have six starters, you know, and you include Pletko in this. Do they like Pletko enough? Are Logan Allen and Scott Moss ready enough that if they decided to do something drastic, they're covered?
I don't think so, Jeff. I really don't. I mean, okay. I like Pletko. I like him in the role he's in right now. You know, I haven't seen enough of Moss. I don't think Logan Allen's in the bullpen right now. You know, he had a decent, you know, outing the last time out. But, you know, I think he still needs time. You know, Plesac and Clevenger, they're two-fifths of the best rotation in the American League, at least what used to be. And both of them are on the restricted list now. And how do you – you know, this is a great test for Francona, I think. And I feel sorry for Tito. I mean, Tito's just out of the hospital. He had told reporters that, you know, he's not the picture of health. And all of a sudden, he's got this, this beehive, this knocked over anthill in the middle of his clubhouse with, you know, Pletko. When was the last time you ever heard another player say something like Pletko did the other night about two of his teammates? I've got to go way back to I don't remember that.
And he did
so
it with
obviously
his...
there's a fracture in the clubhouse.
And Hoynsey, he did it with a straight face and completely serious, and sounded like he was really steamed. And you can be sure if he felt that way, he wasn't alone.
Exactly. I mean, so it's Lindor said basically the same thing before the game, but he was a little more tactful. But you know, he said you got to look in the mirror and just not see the reflection of yourself, but everybody that's standing behind you, and you know, just calling them out for being selfish. And you know what? Because what? These guys didn't want to sit in their hotel room until Sunday afternoon when they got on the team bus. I don't get it. It's not like, you know, they're doing 10 to 15 in Sing Sing. You know what I'm saying? They're just all they got to do is order more room service or something. Play another video game.
It wasn't even that hard. They just had to be back by curfew, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Here's the odd part of the whole thing, Hoynsey. Before this happens, you know, before you play the Cubs, you're a half game out of first place. Now today, you wake up, you look at the standings, you're two back. And normally you'd say, well, it's not a big deal. But in a 60-game season, I mean, every little bit counts. And the last thing you need for a pitching staff that was remarkable in holding teams, you know, under four runs, you got a little dissension. Whether you think the media is a part of that or not, you got to get that out of your head. You can't have rabbit ears. And now you're two games back, and you've got a huge series against Detroit.
Yeah, and you can't score. You can't score at all. Hey, have you guys ever seen a bottom of the lineup like this?
No. Hoynsey, it's awful.
How do you fix it?
You can't fix it. There's nobody there to fix it. I mean, unless you make a trade, and I think this is like the most dangerous time in the world to make a trade, the most dangerous season in the world to make a trade.
Hoynsey, when you look at that outfield, and we all know, you put some big bats in the corner of the outfield, right? And you let them go hit, and if their defense is okay, well, that's just great. Man, they don't have that. As you said, there's nobody there. Could you I don't know. Would you leave Reyes in right, DH Santana, flip him around, whatever, put Bradley Zimmer in left, leave him there? The only thing I can think of that might help is consistent at-bats for some of these guys so that they find themselves.
Yeah, you know, I think Naquin, that he's back. I think hopefully they keep him in the lineup. I think he'll produce. I thought he had a great, you know, summer camp, coming back from the knee injury. Then unfortunately, you know, he breaks his toe. And you know, I think you got to keep Reyes at DH. It doesn't sound like, you know, like they really like him full time in right field. But you know, the top four hitters have to hit. I mean, they haven't hit, and you know, and I don't know. I just it just, you know, every team looks worse than they are when they don't hit. So, you know, you've got to give them some time. But you know, time is this is not the season to give teams time. You know, the opportunity is slipping past rapidly.
No one really talked about it, but. I don't remember talking a whole lot about it, but Ty Van Berkley, you know, opted out of the season as hitting coach, and it's not really been that. I mean, it's kind of like a follow along story if you're an Indians fan. What does that really mean? And you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think it's you know, it was his choice. Obviously, it was something I think he had been talking about with Chris Antonetti. You know, I think he felt safe at. When the team was at home, but was a little leery of traveling. There was some family concerns as well. So I think, you know, does that shift the dynamic of coaching? Yeah, but, you know, Victor Rodriguez is an experienced hitting coach, his assistant, you know, and they've got Justin Toole, who's, you know, who's been in camp with them since, you know, since spring training in Goodyear. He helps with the hitting. And so I think that's, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a disruption, but I don't think it's a major thing. These guys, you know, most of these guys all have their personal hitting coaches anyway. You know what I'm saying? They got gurus and stuff that they're working with. So, you know, I think it will work. I don't think that's a concern to me. I just think, you know, you know, sometimes if I just don't know, you know, how good a hitters these guys are. You know, I mean, you can coach all you want, but if you can't hit, you can't hit.
Paul Hoynes joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Hoynes, I hate to even think about this, but Terry has had health issues that he's had to deal with, you know, over the last couple of years. This one keeps him away from the team for a while. Do you think his run as manager of the Indians could be determined by health sooner rather than later? Or do you think this is going to be something that he can get by and he's good to go for a while, as long as he'd like to manage? Because, man, I sure would like to see him there for the next decade or so.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I think you'd be less than honest if you didn't, you know, entertain that thought. I think Tito would love to manage here for as long as he can. I think he's got the job for as long as he wants. But yeah, there's some health concerns, and obviously, you know, when he came back, he's had some gastro problems. He's had his hip, the other hip that he hasn't had replaced is bone on bone. He's got back pain. You know, a couple of years ago he had the heart the procedure. So yeah, and he's 61, 62. So I guess it is a concern, and but I think, you know, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think if he had to step down, I think he'd stay in the organization, obviously. But, you know, I think he's going to manage for as long as he can. I don't think he's going to, you know, give up that very easily.
Lindsay, last question. Playoffs in a bubble. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you know, it depends. You know, Andy, how many teams? What after the first round you go to the bubble? Or do you go with 16 teams? You know, I think it's workable if you go, you know, after the first round. But where do you go? I mean, do you go to Texas? Do you go to Arizona? You know, those are both kind of hot spots, aren't they? Or they were, yeah, for the virus. I mean, if, you know, the players didn't want to do it before when they were looking at, you know, a six, whatever kind of season, a shortened season. would they want to do it again in the postseason? I think it seems to have worked for the NBA and the NHL. Maybe it could work, but it just seems like a huge transition, doesn't it, from where they are now to all of a sudden, you know, packing everything up and headed to Texas or California or Arizona. And, you know, that's a lot of work. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I think it makes sense to me, but logistically it seems like it would be a nightmare.
Lindsay, best of luck. I don't want to see any of your stories on Instagram with you screaming and driving around town. I just want you to know that.
Jesus, you know, silence is golden sometimes.
Lindsay, I forgot to ask this. I always say I've got a guy for everything. One of my guys was out working on your lawn the other day. He was very excited about that. Did he say anything to you?
No. You know what? You know, my wife, my 2 years ago, she bought me a new lawnmower. And she always was getting on me. I was always traveling. I was never cutting the lawn. So she hired people to cut the lawn. And I said, well, what am I going to do with my new lawnmower? And she goes, you haven't seen your lawnmower in 6 weeks, have you? And I go, no. I sold it. She sold my lawnmower. And I didn't even notice it in the garage.
Nice.
All right. Well, I hope my guy works out for you. Thanks, Hoynesy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Oh, that's great. His wife sold his lawnmower from underneath him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.